Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's parliament voted narrowly to approve a new government Sunday, with Naftali Bennett becoming the new prime minister, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. With many disruptions during the first address to the Knesset, Mr. Bennett's translator during one of the outbursts.
Government designate on behalf of this whole house and on the name of the citizens of all of the state of Israel. Member of Knesset, please get him out of the hall. Please remove him from the hall immediately. Please remove him from the hall. Vote stealer.
Mr. Netanyahu sat quietly during the disruptions and predicted, "We'll be back." Americans Michael Taylor and Peter Taylor pled guilty in a Tokyo court Monday to helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn escape Japan in a box aboard a plane in 2019. The Taylors face up to 3 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The average price of gasoline continues to cost more. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The price did reflect an increase of 95 cents higher than this time last year. But according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the spring demand rush has yet to commence.
The spring demand rush, as we might normally call it, simply did not materialize so far because of price, because of general inflation, and because the work commute is still grossly reduced.
The highest average price across the nation is the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.31 a gallon, compared to Baton Rouge at $2.60.
United Kingdom's Boris Johnson is expected to announce a delay to the next phase of England's pandemic reopening Monday amid a surge in the Delta variant of COVID-19 first discovered in India. British media suggests openings could now be pushed back to July 19th. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Some very wealthy people from around the world have bid on a trip into space. The winner's been announced. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that will fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans.
A lost dog has been saved from an icy demise by Russian sailors. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A lost dog was rescued by Russian sailors on an icy mission. The one-year-old puppy named Aika had wandered off from an Arctic Russian town during a walk and turned up stranded on sea ice about a week later. The crew from an icebreaker ship spotted the dog.
Давай, давай, поднимайся.
The sailors led down a ladder, and Aika made her way up, where the rescuers greeted the pooch with open arms and went to work warming up the pup. The dog was reunited with the owner.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to this conversation with Lee Habib. We haven't talked. I think it's been probably close to 20 years since the days of Los Angeles and Laura Ingraham, Lee. And when I saw your name and your involvement with this movie, I said, oh, man, we have got to talk here. And so I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you are the executive producer of this new documentary, The Streets Were My Father, a story of hopelessness and redemption. Couldn't come to us at a better time. Here we are, looking at Father's Day coming up.
Well, you know, Father's Day is a remarkable day because when you ask somebody, tell me about your father, look at the face real quickly of the man or woman you ask that question to, because it'll either light up. Meant there was a really good and present father, not a perfect father. It's no such thing, but a really good and intentional and present father. You'll get a sort of a quizzical, half good, half bad look. And yeah, me and my dad are kind of close. And then you'll get the, I don't want to talk about it. And I believe it's a third, and a third, because I've spent a lot of my life thinking about and talking about dads. My dad was an amazing dad. Moreover, he was a superintendent of schools, principal, a high school teacher, a coach. His whole life was a ministry for boys in the end, and particularly boys without fathers. And it's always been a part of my heart. And in our nationally syndicated storytelling show, Our American Stories, we do a Father's Day special, and we bumped across these three stories, three men in inner city Chicago, one black, one Hispanic, and one half white and half black. And the lives of these men led mostly on the streets, mostly in gangs, and mostly in prisons, right straight up till their 30s. And then what happens to them after they encounter a remarkable local prison ministry.
Yeah, it's, going back to what you declared early, a third. Like you, Lee, I was blessed, raised by a father who raised nine kids, World War II vet, a coach as well, very active in the community, active with his family. And ask any one of his children, and we're on that top third, like you, that smiles very fondly. Though our father has been gone for a number of years, we miss him dearly, but he was a remarkable man. But in contrast, at the other end of the spectrum, as you point out, and even as exemplified in this movie, The Streets Were My Father, you see the pain of how they talk about their father and the spectrum, the pain of the father not being there. But even still, which is also interesting, Lee, is that even though their father wasn't there, they speak as if they still wish he would have been.
Indeed. And when they come in contact with the the Father that they never met, and that's Christ and God. Mm-hmm. It overwhelms them, and but even before that, they wanted a relationship with their Father. They yearned for it. And by the way, who doesn't? And that's why I urge people who have kids who have a good father to watch this film, because it's such a privilege to have a father. It's you're graced and blessed to have a father, and this gives young people who have fathers a real empathy for people who don't. And maybe they'll get to know some young people who don't have fathers, and that allows them and your the families that have that father model to mentor and be a very positive presence around somebody who doesn't. And we all know people who have struggled with no father in the home. Every community has that problem. What are we doing about it? Particularly Christians, what are we doing about it? What are we putting a body on that boy? Are we putting a body on that single mom and helping her and providing mentorship to their kids, male mentorship and role models? That's what's so beautiful about this film. That's why we say a story of hopelessness and redemption, because there was hopelessness until there wasn't. And we're the answer to these problems, right? I mean, in the end, love is the answer to these problems.
Yeah, without a doubt. Absent a father in home and absent the ability to see the real father, then they make the next dangerous step, and that is they go to the street. And many of them, you know, got involved in gangs. The gangs became their family and their father figures, didn't they?
Indeed. Look, if you're 13 and you're looking for an older adult male figure and you don't have one in the house, well, that older gang member knows that he can recruit you through that camaraderie, through that fellowship. And it is fellowship. It's just a very different kind of fellowship. And it's moral support and it's protection. All the things a father does for their kids, the gang does, until it doesn't. Until it doesn't.
Well, like anything that works against the purposes of God, it's a counterfeit. And it's illegitimate. And unfortunately, it could be a number of years before they realize this. And in many cases, drugs, children born out of wedlock, addiction, prison, all this became a part of their lifestyle until they were redeemed.
Indeed. And it's interesting to have these three men. There are no narrators in this film. It's just like what we do with our radio show. It's like watching ESPN 30 for 30, and they're so riveting, those ESPN 30 for 30s, but God's never in them. ESPN doesn't really like putting God in the stories. Even when God is in the stories, they'll actually take it out. The Daryl Strawberry one is the one that comes to mind on ESPN, because Daryl was totally redeemed and totally saved, and they just sort of kind of left that out in ESPN because it sort of icky to them.
Such a great part of his life now. I mean, to cut that off, I mean, it just shows how, purposely ignorant you choose to be of Daryl Strawberry, because Daryl Strawberry will be very quick to tell you he is where he is today for one reason only, and that is because the Father and Jesus Christ came and got him.
Yeah, and you know, what's so strange to me is, look, in all my life since I've been a Christian, I came fairly late to the Lord. But people say, Lee, why are you so good at evangelizing? And I go, well, I really don't evangelize. And they say, well, explain that. And I say, well, I'll walk up to somebody who I don't know, a stranger, and I'll generally, when I'm alone, I'll sit down next to a stranger and eat next to them. I'll say, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Hey, tell me your story. What do you care about? You know, who is your father? And then after a while, they ask me. And then I tell them my story, which includes Jesus. And it's very, there's no better way to proselytize than to ask somebody for their story first, and then they're going to ask you for yours, and they never say, hey, stop with that Jesus stuff. It's never happened, ever.
Good point.
Ever.
Yeah, and especially with your story. I mean, I tell people all the time, you know, people come to me, well, how do you evangelize, you know? What do you do? And I said, it's simple. Just tell your story. It's like the blind man. The blind man didn't go to, he didn't go to 5 years, 6 years of seminary to figure out how to give his testimony. It was just real simple, but very powerful. You know, I was blind, now I see. What else? You know, what else can I tell you, right?
Well, look, and I think we suffer from expert, like, well, I just am not an expert enough to proselytize. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Bible well. I'm not a theologian. Well, who cares? Those are all important things. You should get to grow in the Word. You need to grow in the Word. Look, if a 7-year-old loves Jesus and sings Jesus Loves You, Well, what's wrong with that? They have every right to do that. No, they're not theologians. No, they don't have the depth of the walk of a 70-year-old. But that innocent love of Jesus is as beautiful in many ways as the learned love of Jesus. It's spectacular.
Exactly. Without a doubt. We're talking with Lee Habib, the executive producer of The Streets Where My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption. Going to break. We'll be right back. More from Lee after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Since 1983, the Tide Ministry has been airing a single program in Zimbabwe called Amakuku Evangeli, which means precious gospel. Now God has opened the door for us to soon begin broadcasting 12 hours of gospel programming daily across Zimbabwe. This extended broadcast time is a result of a developing partnership with an educational organization called Enhanced Access to Great Learning Experiences. They will supply the broadcasting license and transmitter with a Tide studio in Zimbabwe, providing the labor, equipment, and production facilities, and together we'll split 24 hours of daily broadcast time. This partnership is part of our 75th anniversary Diamond Vision to amplify ministry initiatives and bring glory to God as we steward His ministry. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and our vision to tell even more people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Lee Habib continues with us. We're talking about this incredible documentary just in time for Father's Day. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. The Streets Were My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption. Lee, I wanted to give you some time because you kind of set this up. What's your story?
Look, I was raised by a really remarkable dad who followed every golden rule in the Bible, but was not a Christian, but had great respect for Christians, had a real passion for helping young people, and was just a real servant. And though he didn't live as a follower, and is still not, he said he has great respect for Christians and knows that this country without Christians, well, wouldn't be much of a country. And so I always saw that, but it wasn't until I actually heard the witness of a few people. It was testimonies that brought me to the Lord in my 40s. One man in particular, John Coyle in Gadsden, Alabama, who Laura and I had done a father-son story about him, and it blew me away. He was an Alabama football star who turned away an NFL career because he wanted to start a ranch for kids. And he's raised close to 3,000 kids. And when I visited that ranch, it was so overwhelming what I saw that it was evidence to me for Jesus. It was literal physical evidence of something I couldn't get to intellectually. I love Lee Strobel, and I read the case of Christ again and again. Didn't bring me to the Lord because it's tried to do through logic what only the supernatural could do through sheer emotion. And I'm a logical person, but I don't think apologetics, it's important that we can defend. It's important that we can get the people to Christ any way we can. But in the end, even I couldn't be pursued by logic alone. But man, the witness of the witness is really remarkable. And that's what did it for me. I no other thing could explain that. Then I saw Christ fundamentally alter some really good friends and their walk. And it wasn't just my witness of that. It was the wife's witness, the kids' witness, the community's witness. It was a bunch of witnesses to a miracle, to a transformation. And so this is why I'm such a believer in testimonies and why one in five stories in Our American Stories, which is only heard on secular stations, but every fifth or sixth story is a witness. It's here's who I used to be. Here's who I am. I used to be a workaholic, and that was my prison cage, and now I'm not. Now I'm a present father. So we build our own prisons, as you know. And sometimes it's a prison, and sometimes it's a prison cell in a really nice house.
Well, and the thing is, the bottom line is it ends up compromising the freedom that God has given us, that was given to us at the cross and at the resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, and I guess if anything breaks the Father's heart, it's that. It's that all that he invested for his creation is being ignored. They choose not to accept his grace, his mercy, and above all, his love. Because what this all comes down to, Lee, what you're pointing out to, and unless you've really understood and have experienced the love of God, that transcends so much, and it's inarguable. And maybe you can't express it, you can't logically process it, but you know that you've been touched and you've been changed in such a magnificent way that it belongs to you and nobody can take it away from you.
There's one story that everyone's going to want to rent this for just one story, and there are three beauties. Carlos Colon lands in a gang, and at the age of 19, one of his best friends gets killed. And he, as he said it, I was just so mad at the world, I didn't even know what for. But I wanted to take revenge for everything, and you know
what
he was really saying.
He was shot at the same time, wasn't he, at that time when his buddy was killed?
Yes, he was shot and did a month in a hospital, shot in the hand and the leg. He said, I wanted revenge. And what he really was saying is, I wanted revenge for being born without a father, for having no love, for having to go to the gangs and to live this life. And he kills the guy. He kills the guy who killed his friend. And then he's on the run for 11 months. And then he goes to prison. First 10 years, he's a hustler. Then he meets the Lord. And he said, the next 10 years of prison were the best of my life. And he wanted one opportunity. He wanted to meet the father of the guy he killed and say, I'm sorry. And we capture that scene. And it's one of the most beautiful Christian witnesses, because he not only meets that guy in a pastor office, that guy had been wanting to meet him because he had wanted to forgive the man who killed his son. And he wanted to tell him he loved him. And we see that scene, and we watch two grown men weep, and we need to be able to cry more. Grown men, we need to be able to heal. And these two men have this beautiful moment together. And then we come back to Carlos, and Carlos goes, he forgave me. He forgave me. The Lord mysterious and so powerful. And it's true. And when people see that scene, if they're not believers, that's why the other reason I want people to get the discs. Hand these discs to non-believers.
Mm-hmm.
These testimonies of these three men are so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
Well, and how else does this happen but with Jesus? I mean, take Jesus out of there. I don't know how that happens, Lee.
No, and look, I've met a lot of good people who lead good lives without Jesus, right? But they're lost lives. It's not that they're not good. They're not killing people. They're raising their kids. And we have to really walk in the shoes of people who aren't believers and remember how to talk to them, how to love them, and how to lead them to the Lord. And that's to meet them where they live. Many of us weren't believers before we were, and we weren't necessarily bad people. We were just incomplete people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different thing. And so that's the story of these three men. They were incomplete men, and they made a lot of bad decisions because they were really broken men. They were really damaged men. The only thing I think that really heals damaged people, and we're all broken and damaged in some profound way, is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it over and over again, and part of the reason I think both our show has succeeded and this film is already doing very well is because people want to hear about how to heal brokenness in their own lives and in their friends' lives.
Well, Lee, hopefully this Father's Day and with this documentary that it goes a long way in healing families, healing relationships between sons and fathers, and that to the point that they're able to realize, the closing line and title, and that is redemption. Because redemption only comes from God. And, you know, God says, look, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. You know, the answer to the culture's ills, to our personal ills, lies in the Father's hands, the real Father, the Father of heaven and earth. That's where the answers lie. But we must come to Him with, you know, a spirit of truth and with humility.
No doubt. And that is the thing we're really after here with this film is, what a way to bring families around some people that generally, well, look, if you would have met these three guys when they were 20, you would have wanted to get to the other side of the street, and you would have been right, because they were scary guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of Christian walks in? Because Manny Mill, who this film is dedicated to, was visiting these men in prison. And what a beautiful thing to do, to say to your family, hey, we have a lot of blessing in this world. Let's go to a prison and minister on strangers. Or if we're not inclined to go to a prison, let's go across the street to that kid who keeps getting in trouble at school. We know why he's getting in trouble, right? Let's go love on him. Let's go love on the kid across the street who we know doesn't have a father. He's going through a lot of stuff. Let's put a body on him. Let's have our church put a body on him. These are the things we can do, and that's the kind of mission work we can do. We don't have to go to foreign countries to do mission work. It's right in front of us.
Now,
this is not a slam on foreign country ministry and mission work. It's vital. It's beautiful. But many of us who can't go and travel and maybe don't have the time, we do have the time to go across the street.
Well, Jesus gave us the format. When he gave us the Grand Commission, he says, go Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part. We need to first, you know, hey, let's take care of Jerusalem, our Jerusalem, right? That's what you're saying. And
yep.
We've got about a minute left here, Lee. I want you to summarize this, remind everybody how they can access it. As I said, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. But I'm going to let you wrap it up for this last minute. Go ahead.
Sure. The film is called The Streets Were My Father. A story of hopelessness and redemption. You can find it at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Lee Habib, he's the executive producer of the documentary, The Streets Were My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption, and our American Stories film production. He's the CEO and host of Our American Stories. Lee, thank you. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Are Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's parliament voted narrowly to approve a new government Sunday, with Naftali Bennett becoming the new prime minister, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office. With many disruptions during the first address to the Knesset, Mr. Bennett's translator during one of the outbursts.
Government designate on behalf of this whole house and on the name of the citizens of all of the city of Israel. Member of Knesset, please get him out of the hall. Please remove him from the hall immediately. Please remove him from the hall. Vote stealer.
Mr. Netanyahu sat quietly during the disruptions and predicted, "We'll be back." Americans Michael Taylor and Peter Taylor pled guilty in a Tokyo court Monday to helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn escape Japan in a box aboard a plane in 2019. The Taylors face up to 3 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The strength, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And my good friend Jamie Gwynn is back with us. Yes, the chef, TV personality, and we're going to be talking, we're going to be talking good eating as always. You know, she always loves to come on and tease the holy what have you out of me. But before we bring her on, I want to give you just a little bit of background. If you're at that point where you're experiencing cooking and baking fatigue, and if you want to step up your culinary game with innovative, tasty products and ingredients, look no further than the dairy aisle. Yes, the dairy aisle. While it remains a go-to for staples like milk and butter and eggs and cheese, this aisle has evolved over the years to adapt to new lifestyle changes, food trends, and important dietary needs. The versatility of the dairy aisle caters to dairy lovers and non-dairy lovers alike and provides real ingredients and farm-to-table freshness that consumers are looking for to support their overall well-being. Well, just in time for National Dairy Month, which is June, by the way, Chef Jamie Gwynn is here to tell us all about the modern dairy aisle and all the great delectable choices that are available to you right now. Jamie, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, Bill, thank you for having me back. I love what you said, and that's really a compliment because, you know, that's my job, right? I come here and I tease you with all these delicious dishes. I make you hungry. And
throughout our entire relationship, you've been teasing me, Jamie.
Story of my life, Bill, really. No, that's my goal. My goal is to enlighten and inspire you on fabulous food. And I happen to love National Dairy Month, and I'll tell you why. Because I think the dairy aisle has come a long way.
Yes.
I mean, if you consider that, you know, for most people, it's the staples, right? You go like eggs, butter, milk, bye. But 90% of families shop in the dairy aisle. And you make a dairy purchase almost every week. But do you really know how far the dairy aisle has come? There are, from the lifestyle changes we've made, the food trends that we've watched, fulfilling dietary needs, there are so many amazing products in the dairy aisle, more than just the traditional basics that you think of. So now's the time to explore it.
Exactly. Well, as you say, Jamie, it covers every lifestyle. This is why the dairy aisle has continued to expand our shopping experience, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. And if you think about it, like maybe you're lactose intolerant or you're vegan, you never went to the dairy aisle before.
Right.
Today you do. Mm-hmm. And from a trends perspective, I think that there's really scrumptious opportunity to dig deeper and spend a little time there. And June is a wonderful time to do that. There's lots of deals in your grocer's dairy aisle because we're celebrating National Dairy Month. Because, Bill, life is very uncertain, you know. You and I know that.
Yeah.
If you have not tasted oat milk yet, whether you are looking for a dairy-free milk or not, I make an oat milk ice cream that is so rich and so delicious. And I use nut butter for flavor and texture, but the oat milk is, you know, actually rising in popularity so fast nobody can keep up. Truth be told, it is the milk choice of baristas.
It's really? Wow.
Beautiful foam for a cappuccino. Yeah, it has gorgeous viscosity. And so maybe, you know, you're having a summer soiree and you need to consider one family or friend's dietary restrictions. You make oatmeal ice cream for everybody. I'm telling you, you'll fool them all. It is so good, Bill. So good.
Well, plus you get to say, hey, this is, they say, what is this? And you say, it's oatmeal. And they, exactly. No way, that's oatmeal ice cream. Right?
It's true. Yes. I mean, and when you think about oat milk, when you think about the Greek yogurt craze, I make a chocolate Greek yogurt dip that the kids will love. It's a great summer snack. It's a great substitute for dessert. And it's Greek yogurt-based. It has cocoa powder, a couple of other ingredients. Dip fresh fruit, dip pretzels, dip dried mango. I mean, it's really scrumptious, no doubt. But there's just wonderful ways to incorporate dairy beyond what we think of as just the basic.
Yes.
You know?
Well, Jaeger and I would go head first into that. We would definitely dive into it, your son.
I have something else that you would dive into, too, if you don't mind. I have to tell you about it. So, you know, I'm all about the trends. I like to see what everybody's making, and then I, you know, create my own and call it a signature.
Well, of course, it has to have that little spin again.
Yes,
spin. But you do it in such a way that is just, it is special. So, yes.
Wow, thank you kindly.
There
is a burrito trend. Well, that's been going on forever and ever, but it's crispy cheese focused. So if you've ever had a cheese crisp, also called a frico, there's lots of ways to name it, but it's crispy cheese. You've just melted down shredded cheese in a saute pan. You can do it on a cookie sheet in the oven as well. Once it's melted, it looks, you know, like a lacy cookie. It's beautiful to look at. But once it cools, it's crispy and delicious, almost like the cheese hat on your hamburger, right?
Right, right.
Well, if you wrap a burrito in a cheese crisp while that cheese is still warm, you have a crispy cheese burrito, and it is seriously the best burrito you've ever had.
Wow, okay.
And so from breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. Oh, speaking of breakfast, wait, to go along with that burrito, or maybe you want to pump the kids with vitamins one morning, talk about a vitamin C boost. I make an orange cream smoothie that it is like no smoothie you've ever had, Bill. It's delicious. And so we've got breakfast covered and dessert, and then there's a snack. Oh, and I have one more dessert to share. By the way, all the recipes at easyhomemeals.com. Everybody loves pie, right?
Yes.
I never met anybody that didn't like pie.
You got it.
I'm making a peaches and cream summer pie this season. And it's really refreshing on those hot days. But it's simply refrigerated store-bought pie crust with a cream cheese filling and then the fresh fruit of the season. And I just think it just really proves that the dairy aisle is more, as we said, than just grab my, you know, milk and go on my merry way. Check it out. Look at the vegan. Look at the alternatives. See how many cheeses are in your cheese section and set your sights higher. Did you know there are around 2,000 varieties?
I know. I saw that. 2,000 varieties of cheese. Who needs to go to Wisconsin? We can just go to the dairy aisle, right?
Exactly. I might sleep in the dairy aisle. I don't know. I'm a cheese lover, so I can't get my hands on enough. We also have a $10,000 sweepstakes going on.
I was just
going
to ask you about this.
National Dairy Month.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because who doesn't want $10,000, right?
Sure. Yeah, you can buy lots of cheese with $10,000.
You most certainly can, yes. And there are supermarket gift cards being given away in celebration of June Dairy Month. And all the info at easyhomemeals.com. I wish I could hand you oat milk ice cream through the radio.
Well, you know, you set me up. You do this to me every time, Jamie. Look at
I know.
And I know that you have to go, and parting is such sweet sorrow as always. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me back. I love being a guest on your show, and you do fabulous radio, Bill. So thank you again. All the recipes and sweepstakes information to celebrate June Dairy Month posted at easyhomemeals.com. My daily inspiration is on social at Chef Jamie Gwen. But again, easyhomemeals.com.
She's our favorite chef. Yes, the one and only, and TV personality Jamie Gwen. Thank you, Jamie. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. You stay well.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Father's Day just around the corner. And this next story that we're going to share with you is... It's hard to put in words because I was so moved by... the story of Kevin Malone's son and the family. It's just such a blessing. We're going to talk about it in detail. Kevin is back with us. Last time we talked about his incredible fight against human trafficking. And in today's environment with human trafficking almost seeming to get worse and not getting better, I want to first address that with you, Kevin, because I know that's been a big part of your focus. And certainly the story of Sean, and we're going to get to that because that, too, is a, you know, that is your heart. But human trafficking right now in our country, because of what's happening in the border, it breaks my heart to see that, the political winds have taken a big, giant step backwards, for this effort.
You're right, Bill. It is discouraging, disheartening. I think the border crisis, and it is a crisis with all the kids being brought across either by traffickers or ending up in the hands of traffickers, it's so sad, and it doesn't seem to really matter to the right people, Bill. I mean, I think we know that we have a current problem in the United States with over 100,000 American-born boys and girls being sold for sex every day, but now with the addition of kids coming in from Central and South and Latin America, we have a lot more supply. So this is a supply and demand situation. So the more demand, the more that men want to pay to rape our kids to have sex with our children, the more the supply increases. So we're seeing that right before our eyes. But unfortunately, the politicians on both sides don't seem to care enough about getting something done. So we as citizens of this country need to take into our own hands the measures that we need to do to protect our kids, to protect all kids.
Exactly.
From being caught up in this evil. It's evil, it's perverse, it's sick, and there's a lot of predators out there, Bill. And we as parents and as just citizens of this country need to protect all children.
Now, these are little human beings made in the image of God through no fault of their own, the desperation of their parents. You know, being Hispanic, Kevin, you know, it breaks my heart. I can't even imagine the heart of a Hispanic father, because this is so incongruous, to hand his little daughter, his 10-year-old daughter, birth control pills because she's about to embark on a 2,500-mile pernicious trip. And she says, Dad, what are these for? Well, honey, you are going to, chances are you're going to be raped along the way, and this will keep you from getting pregnant. How do you tell your 10-year-old daughter that, Kevin?
Yes. I hear those stories all the time, Bill. I need to tell you that I have an office in South Central L.A. in Florence Firestone, which is 99% Hispanic. And what we're seeing now is all these kids are not, I would say all, but a lot of these kids are ending up in South Central. They're being trafficked by the gangs. Yeah. MS 13, 18th Street, Florencia 13, the Bloods and the Crips. They're taking these kids coming across the border. Not only do they have their own kids from L.A., you know, the South Central kids, but now they have this influx of Hispanic kids coming across the border. So it's out of control. It's the wild, wild west, but no one seems to care. You talk to law enforcement, oftentimes they think they've got it under control. They don't. Politicians, they say they care. They don't. They're not doing anything. They're not passing laws. They're not doing what it takes to protect our kids, all kids. So I'm just trying to create awareness and outrage, Bill, that this is going on. And it doesn't matter if it's your own son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter. It's somebody's son and daughter. And you should care about any child, any kid, no matter where they're from or what color they are. So I'm frustrated.
Well, and I understand that. And I grew up in Southern California. I'm here in the East Coast in Florida now. And I still have my three sons. Three of my sons are still in Southern California. It's where they live and where they're raising my grandkids. And it breaks my heart to see what's going on there. I mean, you've got homelessness at record levels. I mean, the last time I was in there to see people with tents on the overpasses of the 101 freeway, Kevin, which is a road I used to take every day to go to work at the radio station there in town, down the road from Dodger Stadium. So, you know, right off of Alvarado Boulevard. So, yeah, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on. And then we're defunding police and some of these policies that make no sense at all. But all that is there. This is the reality of life. And for you, you tell the story of your son. Why now, Kevin? Why did you have to tell the story?
Well, I had to tell this story because I needed to provide real hope, true hope, to people that there is solutions, there is answers. We're not getting the truth from the culture we live in, from society, from politicians, from people. For the most part, aren't really telling the truth. They're giving what would be fake or an unreal hope, but there is true hope, and that's really found in God. And I found that my son overdosed, and I think we're having, as you know, and everyone knows, epidemic proportions of drug abuse and drug overdoses, and families are being destroyed. Young kids are dying, fentanyl and all this other stuff that's on the streets, and no one actually seems to care about that either.
Yeah, amazing. We'll just leave the border open and do that, and we'll continue to work with these rogue nations that produce the fentanyl and are just dumping it into the streets and into the chemistry of our children. Now, did you feel in this? And I saw the movie, Kevin, and there's this sense, you know, here it is with Sean. I mean, you're very successful in business. You're busting your butt, you know, to, you know, provide for your family, to be successful in baseball. And then you look back over your shoulder and you see, gosh, my son may have taken a hit because of my commitment to baseball.
That's a good question, Bill. I think you're right. I think I failed as a husband and a father because I was a workaholic. I was trying to build championship teams for all the teams I worked for at the end for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I felt like that was more important than my responsibilities as a husband and father. And that's unfortunate. I say that now. It makes me cringe. But I had put baseball and my career and my job and working hard ahead of my wife and kids. And I almost lost my son because of it, and my wife, too, along the way.
Right.
But I'd like to just encourage all the listeners. Yeah, their work is important, extremely important, but it's, that your priorities need to be right. You need to have a balanced life. You need to make sure that your wife and your kids come before your job, and because they're going to always be there. You know, you'll get fired eventually. I got fired a bunch of times along the way. You're hired to be fired, but I'd like your listeners to watch the movie. It's Sean Miracle, S-H-A-W, and Sean Miracle or SeanMovie.com. It's free online, Bill. It gives hope. It tells about the power of prayer. It tells about the power of family. It talks about God is still in the miracle business. Yeah. It talks about having a relationship with Jesus Christ and seeking him. And it just really talks about the wholesome good things that we used to celebrate, but right now they're all under attack. Family,
exactly.
Faith, God, everything's under attack, you know, all the good things. And now we've got to deal with all the challenges and all the issues. And we get this song and dance, these lies from these politicians. I've had enough of it. We got to take the matter in our own hands, meaning we got to protect our kids. We've got to really, you know, watch out for them. They're under attack. If it's not through human trafficking, sex slavery, it's drugs, it's alcohol, it's pornography. We've got a lot of challenges for our young people, and we need to fight for them and protect them, Bill.
Without a doubt. Well, Kevin, I mean, you go from a situation, you and your wife, you find Sean, he's not responding. I mean, you rush him to the hospital. The doctors, after doing everything they can, he's basically on life support, and they say he's brain dead. He's not going to survive. Yes. He's gone. And your daughter tells the story in a very touching way as well, that only a sister can tell. And yes. Here it is. And you are there. You're praying your guts out. You know, God, if you're there, if I ever knew you, I need you to answer this prayer. And, and to see how God answered. I mean, he was out for a couple of months. I mean, you're just thinking, okay, do we pull the, you're down to the point where we just have to pull the plug. You know, we've lost.
Well, yeah, we were told that 3 or 4 days in by one of the leading neurologists in Los Angeles that he was brain dead. He wouldn't want to live like that. If he ever woke up out of his coma, he'd be in a vegetative state. He would just drool all the time and lay in a bed, and he couldn't really live life. And so pull his feeding tube and starve him to death. And my wife and I said, we're not going to do that. We believe in God. We have faith. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. And we're going to see if God won't do a miracle, because we know he's in the miracle business.
Amen.
And it was painful along the way. There was a lot of discouragement, Bill, as you just alluded to.
Yeah.
But we just kept holding on to the Lord. I don't know where else you turn. You know, I think of a particular verse in the Bible where Jesus says to Peter, you know, all these people were running away from Jesus, were leaving him. And he said, Peter, you know, are you going to leave me too? And he said, where am I going to go, Lord? You have the words to eternal life. So that was basically my response. Where am I going to go? I'm all the best neurologists, and everybody's telling us to pull the feeding tube. There's no chance. There's no hope. But that's not what God says. So that's the problem. The world's promoting all these lies, all these mistruths, and they're giving us bogus stuff and information.
Exactly.
We can go to God to get the answers. We can seek God through faith in Jesus and really put our faith in him, because he loves us and cares about us. Does that make things go perfect? No. It helps us get through the difficult times. I pray for guidance and wisdom and protection every day, Bill, because I need it.
Amen. We all do. Kevin Malone, and such a sweet part of the movie when you and Sean are playing catch at Dodger Stadium. Touched my heart. I loved it to death.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com. Do the